The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
8 a.m. Central Time. And for those of you taking notes, right? I'm in the health category now. There is a warning about over-the-counter medications for those of you using them to treat cold and flu symptoms. A study conducted from 2017 to 2019 found that 26,735 people in the U.S. went to the emergency department for harm caused by taking cough and cold medications. And over 60% took these medications for reason other than their intended use. Yeah, that's, you got a story on that. This is like taking antihistamine, double antihistamines. You got to thoroughly read the drug label. That's the actual warning here. Inaccurate self-diagnosis isn't the only way that these medications can be harmful. You got to make sure you're using them right, what they were intended for. But see, not a lot of you trust even over-the-counter medications. Understandably so. It's big pharma. A lot of you won't support big pharma. Makes sense. Yesterday, we had Justin Porter on. We were talking about this one right here, black seed capsules. Well, we also have black seed oil. And the one thing, I guess, if I was going to complain about black seed oil, it's because when you try to pour some of it in your shake, some of it runs down the side of the bottle. And maybe they should put like a little indentation on there so to pour out the side like a little pourer, because everybody likes to pour that. It would cost so much more money to do that because you have to have a special cap and everything else, so they can't do that. But here's the one thing. If you have to wipe up whatever oil happens to run out the bottle because you didn't pour it fast enough and get the bottle back upright again, rub it on your skin. Now, why is that? This is a skin elixir, all right? Our skin is the biggest organ, believe it or not, deserves to be fed the best natural ingredients without anything synthetic. And see, this is the thing. Black seed oil is packed with vitamin A and amino acids. It helps to reduce acne scars, so you can even put it on your face. It's rich in powerful antioxidants. It's highly nourishing, rich in plant acids and essential fatty acids, which helps maintain the skin's lipid barrier, preventing your skin from drying out. It's good for eczema and even psoriasis. It soothes itching and irritation. It's rich in powerful antioxidants. Skin's number one anti-aging agent. And not only that, but because it has thymoquinone, according to a human experimental toxicology study, it can provide mental support, and it's safe for everybody to use. You can even give it to your pets. 1 teaspoon for the big dog, 1/2 teaspoon for the little dog. Put it in their food. They love it. Very rich in folic acid. We talked about that yesterday. So when the Power Mall opens, like right now, you can get on the phone at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Did I give you time to write it down? Okay. 877-817-9829. You call the Power Mall. And you order at least 3 of these. Or order some black seed oil and 3 of the black seed capsules. You need to be taking that internally. I do every day. That's why I'm healthy at my age. A woman who suffered severe nerve damage, talked about this earlier in the show, after getting a COVID-19 jab. She was told it was a vaccine. It wasn't. It's a bioweapon. We all know that. Some of you choose not to believe it. You still call it a vaccine because they said it in your head so many times. And Trump, who you know and love, just absolutely said, it's a vaccine, it's a vaccine, it's a vaccine. He lied too. Chatty Cathy with Trump, except his dentures won't fall out. Yeah, he has one that pats himself on the back saying, dig me, dig me. I did the Operation Warp Speed. I took the booster. I haven't. See, all those things that he won't refuse to walk back on because he was lied to. Suspected COVID-19 injuries. Yes, I know. They're probably listening, and they're going to tell Trump, hey, Krieger said, I'm not trying to be offensive here. I know you're very tolerant of people, Mr. Prez. Most people still think you are the president. They think the election was stolen. And it could very well be again, according to Katie McFarland. That's why we have to be vigilant and be alert. Well, this woman who suffered severe nerve damage after getting the jab has hooked up with four others with confirmed or suspected COVID-19 injuries and launched a suit against Biden and his administration. Yep. Top government officials violated the plaintiff's rights to free speech and peaceful assembly when they pressured big tech companies to crack down on people sharing their experience after receiving the COVID vaccines, according to Breanne Dressen, the woman, and the other plaintiffs in the suit. Through threats, pressure, inducement, and coercion, defendants now work in concert with social media companies to censor content the government deems disinformation, misinformation, and malinformation, a feat the government could never lawfully accomplish alone, according to the 124-page suit filed in the U.S. District Court in Southern District of Texas. Well, that makes sense because they did it. See, the U.S. government can't do it themselves without violating the Constitution, but they can get private social media companies to do it for them. So we'll see how far that lawsuit goes because they actually can prove injury. Now they have to tie it to the jab. Then they have to figure out, okay, were you forced to take it or did somebody offer you a Happy Meal to take it? We'll give you free fries if you take it. You want some fries with that? Yeah. In the meantime, rising college football star Jaden Hullaby has died suddenly at 21. According to the University of Texas, he was playing for most recently the University of Mexico Lobos. Played as both a running back and a tight end and redshirted in 2021 for the Longhorns before transferring to New Mexico. And all they can say is he was such a model student and a good kid, and not once did these news stories mention what caused his death suddenly at 21 and what he died of. But it's under the COVID-related news section of our email blast, so I put it there for a reason. Because I want you to think what causes a 21-year-old athlete who was probably told he had to get the jab. Yeah, he was black, too. Yeah, Jaden Hullaby. Think about it. He's a black guy, took the jab. You think that the jab might affect black people worse than it does white people because of certain genetic conditions? Possibly. Is that racist? Oh, for Christ's sake. Give it a rest. Trying to be sensical here for those of you who are intolerant and overly sensitive. You have to start thinking about these things. Who got duped and why? That's what you got to start thinking about. How did they manage to dupe these people? These people were making sacrifices. Well, I want to go to college, so I guess I have to take the jab. No, you don't. You go to a place that doesn't require it, or you hold off going to college until the storm blows over. In the aspects of cancel culture, believe it or not, because Bud Light has been taking it in the shorts ever since Dylan Mulvaney was featured on a Bud Light can. Oh, shut up. Yeah, see, I'm an actor also. I've starred in plays and in musicals. I'm also an accomplished musician. Paid professional, toured the road in a show band. I've been there, done that. I do 80 different voice characterizations. So, yes, I have a career in entertainment. Big deal. That and 50 cents will get you a cup of coffee, right? Bud Light, however, not surprisingly, we have a lot of patriotic Americans out there that have turned their back on Bud Light. And so what Bud Light is doing now over the Memorial Day weekend is they're giving away beer. They're giving away a 15-pack of beer for free for Memorial Day. Until May 31st, consumers can get up to a $15 rebate on the purchase of Bud Light, Budweiser, Budweiser Select, and Budweiser Select 55 in a 15-pack or larger. The rebate comes in the form of a digital prepaid credit card that will be equivalent up to $15. And, of course, your slogan here is make your Memorial Day weekend easier to enjoy. Get up to $15 back via rebate, it says. Oh, that just makes it all better. Yeah, we're going to give away beer now because you won't buy it because you're boycotting us. Well, now that I've given you the names of four particular beers that they make, boycott all of them. Makes sense, right? A Mississippi federal judge has ruled that a male student identifying as a female has to comply with the graduation dress code. In other words, you don't get to don your cap and gown with the wig and heels and all the other junk. You don't get to parade around as a woman if the high school says you have to do what your biological parts dictate. You don't get to decide on your gender, even if it doesn't align with their sex as determined by their chromosomes. This is a U.S. District Court Judge Taylor McNeil, a Trump appointee, ruling on May 19th, the day before graduation in Mississippi. This is what's really sad. There's some sad news, and I'm not talking about the video of the two twin newborns they found in a dumpster that somebody just, instead of in Cleveland, they could have literally taken it to a firehouse. There's law on the books in Ohio. Now they couldn't do that. They just threw them in a dumpster after they gave birth to them rather than turn them over to a firehouse. Wow. A Maryland father is dead after three teens and two adults showed up at his house on Friday demanding to pick a fight with his 14-year-old son. The fight first broke out at Brooklyn Park Middle School, and the gang reportedly showed up at Christopher Michael Wright's house. Now, this is in Maryland, right? The 43-year-old told the assailants his son wouldn't be going outside to fight him. Wright's fiance, Tracy Karapczynski, said the group threatened to come inside and take the kid out. So she heard the group tell her fiance he had to go outside and fight in his son's place. His three kids were all home at the time. Neighbor's video camera caught the whole incident. And they beat the living crap out of the guy, suffered a traumatic brain injury, suffered a seizure, and died. And, of course, we hear nothing about whether they arrested the gang. Now, I mean, that was premeditated, folks. You think they're going to get capital punishment? Like Andy Looney said, I don't think so. Now, they may all just let the whole gang walk. I didn't hear anything in that news story about how they arrested the gang. They got it in the neighbor's camera. I mean, come on. Wow. You see, and because of all the things going on right now in school, and I know we have a lot of homeschoolers out there listening to us, it's important that you should know. And I think probably yesterday, as a matter of fact, Alex Newman, he's just joining us now, that the FPEA Florida Homeschool Convention is happening at Rosen Shingle Creek in Orlando. I know the Rosen Hotel, know where that is, been by there a number of times. And so we're inviting homeschoolers in Florida, but I think that any homeschooler across the country, if you have the means to get to Florida, don't you think it'd be a good idea to go?
I couldn't agree more. I mean, Florida's a beautiful place. It's got a lot of freedom. Plus, you'll learn some great stuff about homeschooling. So get down here if you can.
Yeah, what do you think about DeSantis making an announcement that he's going to run for prez?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, he used to be my congressman, so we spent a lot of time in his office trying to improve his voting record, we could say, you know, on the Freedom Index. He wasn't the worst, but he also wasn't the best. There was quite a few votes that didn't line up with the Constitution. So I think our lessons to him were probably helpful. What I do hope is that this doesn't become kind of like a conservative circular firing squad where conservatives start hating each other and attacking each other. Well, I'm a Trump conservative. Well, I'm a DeSantis conservative. You know, we really need to be united right now against the forces that want to enslave us and destroy us. And so, you know, I think DeSantis was a great governor during COVID relative to all the others. I think he would probably make a decent president at some point in the future. But yeah, I really would hate to see conservative Americans, patriotic Americans, turn on each other as a result of this. So
yeah, we have enough of that already with the intolerance going on in society. The thing is about the homeschool convention now, for those of you out there listening, anybody can go to this thing, but especially Florida residents. The Florida Parent Educators Association is holding this. This is an annual thing. And I understand you're going to be there teaching.
Yes, I will give three talks. The first one is just for leaders across the state. It'll be on the threats to homeschooling, the threats to educational liberty and our independence as homeschool families. After that, I will teach the next day on why most Americans struggle with reading, which unfortunately is a problem that even affects the homeschool community. You know, it's, yes, the government schools are dumbing down our kids. Yes, the government schools are using quackery to teach reading that we've known since the 1840s. Produces reading disabilities, inability to read, and they're doing it on purpose, I have no doubt, and I think it's provable. But unfortunately, you know, even a lot of homeschoolers are not aware of this danger. And part of it also is they're so sneaky. You know, my wife and I, we've bought multiple phonics books to teach our children reading, and you open them up, and it's like, here's your list of sight words for the day. Like, wait a minute, you said this was a phonics book. So this kind of quackery has infiltrated every corner of American education, and so I'll be exposing that. And then last but not least, the purpose of education. You know, I think the kind of reigning culture in America today sees education as just a means to an end. It's a way to get into a good college so you can get a good job, so you can earn a lot of money, so you can retire down in Florida and have letters after your name. But really, that's kind of a modern phenomenon. I mean, you know, yes, a good education will prepare you for being productive later in life, but that's not the purpose of education. And so I really want to just kind of go back to the basics and revisit, like, why are we even doing this, right? It's not to get you a good job so you can drive a BMW. It's much, much bigger than that.
Yeah, so you can become a commie and draw universal basic income while they censor you and digitize your currency and regulate whether you can buy groceries that week because they didn't like what you posted on social media. This is the crap that's going on in America right now that – obviously, here's the thing, Alex, you know as well as I do that it all starts with disrupting the family unit. And the way to do that is to get to your kids. This is one of the reasons why we've been telling people you need to pull your kids out of public school.
Amen. And I mean, Marx understood way, you know, 150 years ago, more than that, how critical it would be to separate children from their parents, right? Because families are a transmission belt for values, for culture, for civilization, for religion, for faith, for you know, tradition. All of these things that are incredibly important, things that have developed over thousands of years. And Marx understood that, hey, if we want to interrupt that, we want to be able to write on a blank slate, we have to pry these kids loose from their parents. And so even in the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, one of the things he said was that we needed government schools for all children. And, you know, today, because of this crazy quasi-Marxist society we live in, nobody thinks anything weird about that. At the time, that was unthinkable. What do you mean? I'm going to have to give my children to the government to be educated? That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. You know, people don't realize that government education is such a modern innovation. But Marx was very strategic in his thinking. He understood that if we want to have a real revolution, we're going to have to seize control of the children. We're going to have to instill our crazy values. Right. And it's really a reversal of all biblical values. God created private property. He said, thou shalt not steal. God ordained the family. God ordained the nation state. I mean, all the things that God ordained in the Bible, they flip it upside down. And so they knew if they want to get that passed, if they want to be able to solidify their control, they're going to have to mold and shape and corrupt the minds of the youth. And that's the obsession. And you see it today. Joe Biden running around saying, they're not your children. They're all our children. Miguel Cardona, the secretary of miseducation, just came out and said, you know, teachers know what's best for children. Like, no, parents know what's best for children. But this is the Marxist paradigm we're living in today. And if we don't smash it, everything is on the line.
Well, let's not forget what's going on in Washington State right now, where they just have this bill they signed into law that where they can take your kids and do a sex change on them without you knowing about it. And they can literally kidnap them right out of the school and not tell you where they are and take full custody of them. I had a nurse a long time ago when my daughter was attending as a sophomore in high school tell me, I can make one phone call and take your child. And I'm like, that's pretty scary. What in hell gives you the right to do that? Well, you put them in the system. That's what gives them the right to do it. And see, the thing is not all states are friendly to homeschool, are they?
That's right. So, some states are outright hostile. you know, it's legal in all 50 states, but the laws and the regulations vary widely. Some states, you don't have any reporting requirements at all. You don't even have to tell anybody. You just homeschool, which I think that should be the norm. Should be the norm that parents are in charge of the education of their children. And if they choose to delegate some of that responsibility to somebody else, and preferably not to the godless government that's, you know, killing babies, lying to us, injecting us with things we don't want, preferably not to them. But, you know, if you want to delegate some of those responsibilities to grandma or a homeschool co-op or a church or, you know, a tutor that you want to hire, that's all fine and well. But there are some states where, you know, they want to see your curriculum and they want you to start taking government tests and they want you to submit to a home inspection even. So the totalitarians, they are raging. They are on the warpath now. You've got this lunatic over at Harvard University, Elizabeth Barthollet, who put in the Arizona Law Review just a couple of years ago. We should have a presumptive ban on homeschooling, right? And governments around the world have moved in this direction. I was in Sweden when the Swedish government banned homeschooling there. It was horrific. They started kidnapping kids. But you know what? I saw the resilience and the strength of the homeschool community, because when they did that, there wasn't a whole lot of homeschoolers in Sweden, maybe a few hundred families. And I actually marched through downtown Stockholm with them as a journalist. I think maybe 100 of the families, maybe a little bit more. You know, I'll start off by saying the government didn't get one single additional child except the ones they kidnapped into their crazy, insane so-called education system. But all these families marched through downtown Stockholm. They stopped at the education ministry. They, you know, left their protest there, and then they got on a ship. And they sailed to Finland. There's a little island in between Finland and Sweden called Åland. It's kind of semi-autonomous, but it's under Finnish control. And they speak Swedish there, which is convenient for the Swedes. And when they got there, the Finnish education minister met them and said, "Hey, welcome to Finland. Here you're in charge of your children's education. We welcome you." And, you know, the Swedish government's raging. So, yeah, the totalitarians want to crush it. Good luck with that.
Well, you see, and that's the point made. They had to leave their home country and go somewhere else to be free. This is a real problem we're facing in America right now between the states, because the blue states, probably, if I'm guesstimating this right, and I hate to use the old Dr. Seuss thing again about one state, two state, red state, blue state, but I'm looking at stuff like this going, man, the blue states are really cracking down. The regulations also include homeschooling because they want to indoctrinate your children and break up the family unit. I really feel that's what the underlying reasoning is here.
That's exactly what's going on here. And if you look back at the history of public schools, and I've shared it on this program before, you know, this isn't like a bug. This is a feature. They designed this system to do this. You go back to the first guy that seriously proposed government schools, or Robert Owen, an actual communist, even before Karl Marx. He wanted to, according to a whistleblower who came out of his operation, he wanted to eliminate Christianity. And they understood that the way to do that was to break apart the family. You look at Horace Mann. You look at John Dewey. This is a guy who openly admired the Soviet system. This is a guy who put his crazy religion from hell on paper. And it was basically communism. I mean, you go read the Humanist Manifesto. It is basically communism masquerading as a religion. So this is, you know, when people say the system is broken, I say, no, you're misunderstanding here. The system is actually working very well. They're getting like 80 to 90% of our kids. It's really working extremely well. If they could get 100%, then it'd be working perfectly. They're not quite there yet, but they're improving very rapidly.
So how does the annual convention for homeschooling, what's the turnout like there? I mean, is it like thousands of people showing up with their kids?
Many, many thousands of people. Yeah, the FPEA, the Florida Parent Educators Association, is Florida's flagship homeschool association. Every state has at least one, you know, major homeschool group. We've got, I think, 150,000 homeschoolers in Florida. FPEA is kind of our main representative here. My family, I mean, we've been members forever. So it's a big deal. It's the big annual convention for homeschoolers in Florida. Last year, the governor, Ron DeSantis, was the keynote speaker. So it brings a lot of people out. And you know, when you get to know the homeschool community, what you find out real quick is these are some of the most influential people around. I mean, these are, you know, very smart people. These are business people. These are political leaders. These are cultural leaders. These are the people who kind of have a sense of what's really going on. And who are smart and who have the means to do something about it. So it really is an incredible crowd.
Well, and that makes sense that people should look into this. If you've got a child in the system right now, a lot of people, because of the fact we have an economy, we just reported this morning about the new studies out that say that 1/3 of Americans are now they're sucking wind as far as their economic standard of living goes, and that means living from paycheck to paycheck or worse, trying to make ends meet. Now, what do you mean I have to quit my job and homeschool my kid because I don't want them turning against me? This is a big problem with homeschooling because there is a certain amount of spirituality incorporated into the homeschool plan, depending on which program you get. Now, I understand, too, and you probably know because you've been in FPEA for quite a while, is that there are multiple different kinds of homeschool educational programs and systems that you can entertain to educate your kid and a collective homeschool group with, and this is what they encourage. Now, do you have vendors there that set up tables and stuff demonstrating all of these different curricula?
Massive numbers.
I'll bet it is.
Yeah. Really, there's never been a better time to homeschool right now. You look around you, and there are so many options, alternatives, programs, curricula, textbooks. It's just truly amazing what's left of the free market in America has provided in the homeschool community. And so, even if you're not in Florida, I encourage you to check out your state will have a homeschool association. Your state will have an annual homeschool gathering. And I can't encourage you strongly enough to check it out. There's so many resources. And even for the folks out there who think, well, I'm not sure I can make it work financially, there's even resources for that, right? At the national level, we are members of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, great organization, and they've got a scholarship fund. I serve as executive director for Public School Exit. We've got a scholarship fund. There's no reason for anybody to be trapped in a government school. I'm also on the board of the Freedom Project Academy. It's an online K-12 school. A lot of homeschoolers use us if their parents don't want to teach chemistry or Latin. We can do that for them, or you can take the full K-12 curriculum, the full course load. And we've got a scholarship program, so it will help you if you're low income. There's so many options out there for folks who want to do it. Where there's a will, there's a way. If you want to do it, you'll find a way.
Latin. Now, there's a language that's not taught very much. I remember those days when I went to private school. It's like, Vile e vile romana, vile non e parva, lacuna est alta un longa. I mean, you had to learn all of this stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I studied three different languages in school. So, yeah, it's amazing, when you really put your mind to it. And the thing is, my daughter, I homeschooled her. And the beauty about that is that when she did finally transfer back into public school, she got multiple extra credits because she took all this extra stuff, and the school system went, wow, she's smarter than the average kids in our class. Well, they don't teach that stuff. It's a big waste of time, and homeschool moms are going to figure that out. Phil in Florida, you're on the phone with Alex Newman. Go ahead.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Alex. Had a quick question. What about the people that aren't of means and influence, single moms, people that are just barely making it, and they've got their kids in public schools, and what's available to them, and are there like groups of parents that may share the duties for their kids, like in or such, and what kind of outreach do you do to target that community?
Yeah, I think we just talked about that, Phil. As a matter of fact, Alex, you want to closing words? We're at the break.
Yeah, there's a lot of scholarship programs, a lot of co-ops, a lot of grandmas out there that are willing to help. In fact, my wife helped a single mom homeschool her daughter because she wouldn't go back to public school. But thank you for the call, Phil. And there are lots of resources out there. I encourage people to check them out.
Yeah, for sure. Alex Newman from The New American. And you're on Substack with libertysentinel.substack.com. We'll be back with Gregory Wrightstone after the break. Stay with us.
By a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
After the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, Dave Krieger with you in the Power Hour. Welcome back for the segment, our final segment for today. Make sure, by the way, if you have not sent your letter in to try to win one of our Galaxy 19 KU band free-to-air satellite systems, that you get your letter in, and you can send it to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814, or better yet, if you've got access to internet, which some of you don't, but that's why we gave you the mailing address for snail mail. You can email the letter to support at thepowerhour.com. And let us know why you think you should be a good recipient. We're giving away two of these satellite systems. There's no fee after you get this thing put up. You can dial us in on Galaxy 19, listen to the Power Hour. You don't have to worry about shortwave frequencies or your local radio station fading in and out. You can hear the whole show crystal clear. And ricksatelliteusa.com is a website if you want to check it out. In the meantime, we have all this garbage going on right now that everybody, well, I don't know, maybe half of people are concerned about it. If it's not on your radar, if this thing about climate change is just pissing you off because now they want to stop cows from farting and they want to lab create lab meat and all this, you believe the bugs. Now, we've got Gregory Wrightstone with us on the show for this segment. He is a geologist and executive director of the CO2 Coalition in Arlington, Virginia. He's the best-selling author of the book Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Oh, good. I've got to just, before we get going, I got to brag just a little bit.
Okay,
that daggone book. That daggone book was back as a number one bestseller in three categories for the last 5 days. I looked today, it's down to number two.
Uh-oh.
Dadnabbit, but it's just, it's been so popular because it's so readable and understandable. So that's Inconvenient Facts.
Yeah, Al Gore invented the internet, of course, as we all know. And if you believe that, all right. See, we have a lot of people out there that just don't understand what's going on, especially this thing with the 14th Amendment, because now, you know, you get all the Democrats out there yelling at Biden to go ahead and invoke the 14th Amendment, like that's going to help. And this is really not just about climate change and this agenda. I mean, first they want to take our refrigerators, then they want to take our gas stoves. Now they're going after our air conditioners. And they just don't realize that, you know, all the wind and solar and everything else that we're doing right now has not made one iota. And you got Teslas burning up all over the place and batteries littering the countryside. I mean, to tell you, this whole bunch is just way off track, are they not?
Oh, man, I tell you, you know, this all started quite a few years ago. If you remember, they started with restricting your water flow for your toilets and for your showers. My wife and I moved into a new apartment in Arlington, Virginia, and the shower, it was just barely dribbled out. So I got a new shower head. It had three water restrictors, three separate water restrictors. Man, I tell you what, I knocked all three of those out. I don't want to get out of the shower in the morning, man. It about takes your skin off. That's what I want. That's what the people want. They don't want to be restricted. They don't want to be told how much water to use in their shower, how many times they have to flush the toilet to get a clean toilet bowl. They don't want to be told that you have to wash your dishes two times, or your washing machine. Now they're going after flow restrictors on that. It's just awful. And it's one thing after another. It's a big control play on their part. They're going to tell us how to drive, how to heat your home. They want you all to get away from electric and natural gas heating in your home. They want you to use a heat pump. Well, Dave, I don't know if you've ever lived in a home with a heat pump.
I have. I have one right now. I'm living in one right now. Yeah.
Yeah. They work fine between about 40 degrees and 80 degrees. But once it gets really hot or really cold, they don't. You know, if you've got one, there's hot days you just can't get the temperature down to where you want it.
Yeah, that's where if you're in the cold, that's when my propane fireplace kicks in because I'm diversified. So,
yeah, good.
And yes, I have a propane gas stove, and yes, I have a propane tankless hot water heater. You know, because I'm like you, I'm on well water, so I'm completely set up with the James McCanny water filtration system here. So I'm not worried about, you know, polluted water coming in and bombarding my body. But this thing with CO2, I mean, plants need it to survive. You know, it's with these people?
Yeah, as you can see, I've got my CO2 coalition shirt on here.
Yep. I see that.
We're big proponents of the many benefits of modest warming and increasing CO2. We just see by almost every metric you look at, the Earth's ecosystems are thriving and prospering, and humanity's benefiting from that. And we see it throughout. I love looking at human history and take it over the last several thousand years and compare it to temperature history. And just history tells us warmer is better. The warmer periods were always hugely beneficial for mankind, warmer than today. And it was the cold periods that were horrific. So they've got it just backwards. We should welcome the warmth and fear the cold. And the other thing, Dave, that's really interesting I've been looking at recently is this. Remember, they always talk about we can't let it get a degree and a half warmer. And that's the thing, 1.5 degrees Celsius. Well, but they're talking about 1.5 degrees since what the temperature was in 1850 before the Industrial Revolution. Well, guess what? It's already warmed up 1 degree out of that 1.5 degrees. So now what they're actually saying is we can't let it get 0.5 degree warmer. Think about that. That's 0.9 degree Fahrenheit. If it warmed up or cooled down 0.9 degree Fahrenheit in your office right now, you couldn't tell. Your thermostat wouldn't even kick on in that small of a change. And if you're that worried about 0.9 degree Fahrenheit, you could just move 30 miles farther north from wherever you are, buy a new home 30 miles farther north, it'll be 0.9 degree cooler, or move 500 feet higher in altitude. So it's all about latitudes and out. So apologies to Jimmy Buffett, it's changes in latitudes, changes in altitudes. And that's what changes will easily change the temperature. So if you're scared to death of this, what they're just move 30 miles north or up the hill a little bit.
Well, see, the thing I noticed, Gregory, is that you've got a situation where if the warmer it is, you brought this up, the environment is better. And not only that, but I mean, you literally have a longer growing season. So those of you that are growing gardens, which I am down here in the Lone Star State, your garden should be doing great, you know, if you're in a warmer climate. And you get to grow it longer, which means for those of you that forgot to plant now and you didn't get your 10% off the White Harvest seeds at the Power Mall, which is going on right now while supplies last, it's the last of our seed, you still have time to plant. I just planted lettuce and peas and spinach, and they're taking off. I put them in the peat cups, and they're taking off. They love it in the greenhouse. I water them every day. They absolutely love it. Just keep the peat cups moist. And they're absolutely loving it. I mean, after about a week and a half, I got sprouts about 2 inches tall right now in all three of them. They're all taken off. I mean, this is the thing about living in a warmer climate. I agree with you wholeheartedly, but cutting off the CO2?
Yeah.
I mean, people talk to their plants.
Yeah. And that's what I've got a granddaughter. It's kind of cute. She gets up. She's got an amaryllis that she's got. And she, of course, Grandpa, when he's there, she learns about CO2. So she gets up every day and breathes on it. She goes over. She's 5 years old and breathes on her amaryllis. It's really cute, but it's actually helping it because as you exhale, you're exhaling about 40,000 parts per million every time you breathe out. And we're currently at 400 ppm parts per million in our atmosphere. But we see this. We're doing state and regional studies. We'll be doing one on Texas. We did Pennsylvania, Virginia. What I'm doing right now today is finalizing a report on the Midwest. Everywhere we look, we see that crops are breaking records year after year. And we see it. We're doing one on India, one of the warmest nations on earth. And well, guess what? What's happening there? Same thing, is crops breaking records. And India has been plagued for thousands and thousands of years. Dating back to the first civilizations in the Indus River Valley, the Harappan Empire, they've been plagued by droughts. And now, because of the benefits of you might not, a lot of people are scared of GMOs, but these GMOs have developed drought-resistant crops that they're able to grow in these areas. And guess what? They're able to survive and survive drier times because of a lot of things. And you may not know, but more CO2 means the plants require less water. So they become more drought resistant with more CO2 because as you know, you know about plants and growing things. At night, the plants release oxygen. During the day, they're sucking carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. And that's a huge water loss for the plants. With more CO2, they don't have to do, it's called transpiration. Or breathing, if you will, breathe in and out. They're losing huge amounts of water, and they don't have to do that as much because there's more CO2, which is the lifeblood of plants. And so we see that it increasing soil moisture, which is decreasing fires worldwide because of more CO2. All these things, people don't know this stuff.
Yeah, the government just is misdirected. They're off point, but I think what they're trying to do, besides regulating us and enslave us, the bigger problem is, and I just something you just mentioned about the Indians, people in India and GMO, we have just like, screw Monsanto. I mean, we literally are so down on that now because of the glyphosate and all the other garbage that they're doing that they, you know, encourage farmers to start farming with. And the genetically modified organisms have caused farmers to actually lose their crops when the GMO crops from Monsanto's crops drift over into their lot. Next thing you know, you've infringed on our copyright or our trademark, and now we own your land. I mean, this has not been a very fair fight.
Yeah, I'm not, but there are, I have to be careful, even my daughter and son-in-law. I look that there's been huge benefits for a lot of these, like the golden rice It's only now being approved in some of the southeastern, and so now they're getting vital nutrients that they need with this golden rice. But that's really a different situation than climate change, what I'm here to discuss.
Well, that's the thing about the 14th Amendment, Gregory, that I'm really zeroing in on here about why is climate change on the table? We're talking about the debt ceiling and the government not being able to function, and they're threatening that you're not going to get your Social Security check in June. And I'm like, wait a minute, we have a Social Security fund. You're not allowed to rob that. Oh, wait a minute, Congress has been doing that since day one. Well, so, you know,
if you look, they put in some really, really bad, a lot of climate change, just tens of billions of dollars of climate change nonsense in that inflation, so-called the Orwellian named Inflation Reduction Act. And to their credit, Kevin McCarthy and the House Republicans in this bill have zeroed out a lot of that, because they were subsidizing wind, they were subsidizing solar, they were subsidizing creation and building of new battery facilities. And it's the other half of this that they can't affect with this bill are the alphabets that we have, like Department DOE, DOT, EPA, that are just regulating businesses to death. This new EPA ruling restricting carbon dioxide from electricity generation. There are only 20 plants in the United States that have that type of CO2. You have to put in what's called sequestration facilities on each one, which is extraordinarily expensive. It's going to put every coal plant. That's the goal, is to put the coal plants and natural gas fired plants out of business. They're providing the reliable energy that we rely on. And there are three things I like to talk about with the electricity. Electricity, good electricity, should be reliable, affordable, and abundant. And wind and solar are none of those three. It's unreliable. It's not abundant. And it's not dependable at all.
Then why is their government running with this thing? Is it just the mindset that they want to enslave everybody and this is the way to do it? I mean, even the Tesla drivers understand, hey, wait a minute, charging stations, really? We're having a real problem here. There's no way we're going to charge our car. And the batteries, once they go bad, they literally and pollute the countryside. So, and they're cost prohibitive. We are 30 years, at least in my book, behind in as far as the technology goes that we need to achieve that level where anything that they're talking about today makes any sense. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, I wouldn't say we're behind. We're 30 years of stupidity ahead of it. There's so many things that are wrong with this. Just look at the weight of an electric vehicle because of the lithium ion batteries. It's very, very heavy, and they go through tires much because of the weight. They go through tires much quicker. So what's it going to cost to replace those tires? $600 every year and a half. And that's $600 on top of if your battery goes, and these things, the battery life of cars, it's unknown really, but it might be 15 years. Well, you can't afford a lot of times these batteries to replace them are $25,000. Well, who's going to want to spend $25,000 to replace a battery in an old Chevy Volt or Bolt or whatever they are, you know, that's worth $15,000 at that time? They're not going to do it. And then what do you do with these old lithium ion batteries when they're done? It's dangerous, toxic waste that need disposed. And the tires, they want to go to net zero. What are we going to do? Start rubber tree plantations again? Because those tires are made from fossil fuels. They're made from oil and from petroleum. So many things that are, you just look around you, you're probably clothed in fossil fuel created material. Your microphone, the seat you're in, nearly everything we look around are derived from petroleum-based or ethylene that's also petroleum-based.
That is amazing. Dave in New York, you are on with Gregory Wrightstone. You have a question.
Yeah, just that, you know, what all these rules and whatever here, China does the complete opposite, and the jet stream comes this way. So it's just that I don't, you know, all these agencies and whatnot, it's just it's like a school play or something. It's not real. You know what I mean? So that they just want to get you under their thumb. In China and Vietnam and all those little places, in India, you know, they can do whatever they want. And they have more people than we do. And, you know, just that basic theme. I won't stand any longer, but thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Let me respond to that. He's right about India and China. As we're is we're trying desperately to get rid of what I call the miracle molecule, CO2, a hugely beneficial molecule. India and China are greatly increasing both mining and production and the use of coal, especially China. India, I think Prime Minister Modi, I think he's got very good motives. He wants to electrify his nation and bring some 800 million people that are living in energy poverty. He wants to electrify the entire nation. That's a noble goal. He can lift 800 million people up out of generational poverty. I don't ascribe any good motives to President Xi in China. I think President Xi in China is completely different. He doesn't care about what some peasant in Guangdong province or whatever it is in China. He doesn't care about them. What he cares about is world economic domination. And how's he going to do that? He's going to do it with those three things we talked about. Electricity drive that's economic, that's affordable, abundant, and reliable. And that's coal. And that's what he's doing. He's gambling it, and his coal-fired production and CO2 emissions are going through the roof. No matter what we do, it'll be dwarfed by the increases in China and to a lesser extent in India.
And the U.S. government pays no attention, pays no mind to any of it because they own the Biden family. So do we have to look forward to this, even if they change the seat in the White House in 2024? Do we still have to look forward to this, or is this nonsense going to keep continuing?
Well, I would certainly hope if there's a GOP person in charge, we saw with Donald. I think Donald Trump made some huge mistakes. He didn't. He should have done a clean sweep of the swamp, and he didn't do that. He thought enough that the people that he kept there would work with him, and they didn't. They worked against him, and we saw that. Our chairman, Will Happer, joined the Trump administration, and he was fought tooth and nail. He wanted to expose the climate change nonsense and have a true red team, blue team climate debate. And I won't tell you, you'll be surprised who his greatest nemesis was pushing back against that. And I'm sworn to silence. I'm sorry.
We thought, Gregory, we thought we were going to get a real secret, a real enlightenment here this morning on the show. I mean, it's bad enough. I don't think people understand why Biden is talking about invoking the 14th Amendment as it applies to all of this. You have the insight on that?
No, I don't. I don't. And we try here at the CO2 Coalition to stick to the science and stay out of politics. And there's enough for us to do with that. And that's what brings us credibility, because of our 125 or more scientists and experts. We just brought on 2 weeks ago, we brought Dr. John Clauser onto our board of directors. You've never heard of him, but he was the 2022 Nobel laureate in physics. Huh. And he pocketed when he accepted his award. This was, I think, 2 months ago. He accepted his award and his check, and then he lectured the committee on the mistake they had made of awarding it the last time to these climate modelers. And he was, you'll love this, he was the White House. This was just, I think, a few weeks ago, maybe a month and a half, being honored by Joe Biden. And after they said, well, well done, he had a chance to talk to Joe Biden. He told Joe Biden, he said, you know what? You don't have your climate change and your energy policies are not based on good science. And Joe, according to John, Joe said, oh, that's just right wing science.
Right wing.
Yeah. So Joe Biden's lecturing last year's Nobel laureate in physics on the science. And they don't it's incredible.
Yeah, career politician lecturing your guy, you know.
Those are the kind of people I work with on a daily basis. Just truly some of the most intelligent and noble people you'll ever meet. So it's really good. And that's our strength is science and sticking to the science and staying away from politics. It's hard to with the subject matter.
But see, the science with the minute we have left here, the science has a tendency to meld with the economic profile of this country. And this country is like literally one third of us are now living hand to mouth if we're lucky. And so, you know, this is Bidenflation is what they call it. They call it whatever they want. Doesn't really matter, but we're starting to see a shift of people moving away from the high tax, high regulation states to more friendlier Sunbelt states. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that they've got less restrictions and the ability to grow food. I really think a lot of this is going to make a change as far as what you guys are doing is more realistic than the crap we're hearing out of D.C. right now.
Well, I escaped Pennsylvania 2 years ago, moved to Florida. So I'm south of Tampa. We office out of Arlington here, but my home is Florida. I'll be going back there next week and can't wait.
Yep. Good for you. Well, and, you know, I still have an LLC in Florida, so still have a business there. We are out of time. Gregory Whitestone, thank you for the enlightenment. And sorry we couldn't get the mystery guy in there, but that's all right. Yeah. We'll
Larry Kudlow wouldn't like it.
Yeah, well, Larry Kudlow wouldn't like it. Well, I understand. Yeah. You know, Kudlow's a good guy. Just, you know, when they're not making fun of him on Fox. It's been great. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll have you back again as this thing starts to unfold. We know it's going to get crazier by the minute. Always nice to have you on the show. Thanks so much for being with us. For those of you out there that are listening with a little less tolerance, God bless you anyway, and God bless what's left of the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.